So I smoked it to its completion.
Wow.
And I actually smoked two of them.
Oh, because I gave you one extra.
You gave me an extra. And so I enjoyed the second one.
That's funny.
Just as much.
Huh.
So.
How about it, Nate?
I really enjoyed it. I actually was in line with Honduras, and I was feeling the similar family, but I was actually thinking it was a Corojo wrapper on it. But I really enjoyed it. Smooth, burned great. Had a great draw.
I don't think you guys have these in your shop, do you?
We used to. It's a company I love, and a company they make one called the Corojo Reserve that mm-hmm. I absolutely love.
Not in this price point.
No, not in this price point at all.
What'd you think about it, Justin?
I think it had a nice draw, decently constructed. It was a very lightweight stick in your hand. It had interesting spice flavors on the front end. And the cigar really woke up on the last third. It didn't burn evenly, but it was really pleasant, and I only had to relight it one time.
Hmm.
Yeah. So let's give it our ratings.
Hmm. How about that? A smoked rating of 2. Well, so I had I have a couple more minutes here before our break. So I will tell you a little bit about some of my decision, because this was not my first choice.
Yeah, so I heard it wasn't your first choice.
Yeah, so the first stick that I picked actually was the Buenaventura, I'm sorry.
From
Buenaventura.
Okay.
And, you know, it's a stick that I've had before, and I really do like it, but after I ordered them and then I had one, I'm like, no, I'm not doing this.
he didn't want to look bad in front of us again. Yeah. He was reliving that $5, $2 stick all over again, huh?
Pretty much, yeah. So I decided after that, I was like, no. And I had the Aladino at the same time. And I was like, there's just no contest, you know, between these two. I definitely wanted to go that. And a lot of it is, again, it's that storyline, you know, that I really enjoyed so much about this. At least going back to my comment, you know, with Nate was, is this something I've had 20 times or I really wanted to pick something unique? This is not a go-to, you know, stick for $10, you know, for me. I actually selected this just, you know, for our exercise this time around. So... yeah. Well,
up next, we'll get Justin with his picks after the break.
It's not just the destination, but baby, the whole elation riding down this lover's avenue. As slow as a willow blows, or as fast as the whirlwind grows, we glide beneath the stars in cobalt blue. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Welcome back. I hope you enjoyed that advertisement. This is up next. We've got Justin with his $10 blind pick.
So, funny story behind this pick. Very unlike me, waited for the last minute
to
get this together. Was in Nashville where all you guys are, and then left without getting to pick one. So I picked a cigar shop at random, and I end up getting Nate on the phone.
Heyo.
But I didn't know it was Nate.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, it gets better.
Oh, that's hilarious.
It gets better.
I has really weird requests. I need to buy 3 cigars. They all have to be the same. They all have to be $10 or less. And I need you to, this guy named Michael is going to pick them up.
Hello. He said Michael Barger. And I was like, wait, is this for the podcast? I was like, yeah. I know about this.
So this is how small the world is.
Yeah. So in all fairness, I had one of my employees pick them out, and I had nothing to do with it.
So you stayed with the blind.
Sure. Yeah, I stayed with the blind. So I had nothing to do with it, and we arranged it so it worked. Because once I realized, I was like, hey, let's just... Yeah. I'm not going to pick the second cigar.
I know some individuals that would not necessarily have that moral fiber.
What are you? Don't point at me. We're fine.
It's a radio show. How could you see me pointing?
Yeah, right. Yeah. So Nate had a funny story too. Nate, who did you think was
even blind? Freddie could see that.
So the funny part is because I don't think we've ever actually met in person, and so. For some reason over the phone, I thought it was Mike calling in because I knew that you were out of town somehow. And so, because I think you had said, so in my head, it was that. So I was like, wait, what's going on? But there's with this podcast and Barger's communication, I've always got some confusion.
Barger?
Yeah. Barger. Okay.
It's Barger. Hello.
Barger.
So might as well just change it to Barger.
This cigar is called the Matilda Serena Maduro. And it's made by Tabacalera Palma, which is located in Tamboril, Dominican Republic, grown in the Cibao Valley. 2/3 of their employees are women, which I thought was interesting. This Toro Bravo Vitola blend has a Mexican San Andres Maduro wrapper with a Dominican Criollo 98 binder. The filler blend will be a mix of Dominican and Nicaraguan leaves. And I want to know what you guys thought before I tell you what I thought.
So I liked it. I thought it was really spice forward. I didn't actually take notes on it because I was smoking it. I smoked it this morning. And I enjoyed your cigar. I really did.
I liked it too.
Yeah, I think the flavor of the San Andreas comes out really well on that one.
Yeah. It really brought out the Sprite that I was drinking.
And I'm partial to Maduro, so I probably would have picked something like this if I was picking it.
So, interesting thing about this family, this is actually one of the master blenders for Altidus of like Romeo and Juliet, yeah. Monte Cristo and all that. He was the master blender for 30 years and then he retired. And the legend goes that he was very bored in retirement. Oh, so sure. He actually started this company with his son. And now his son has kind of just taken it over.
Very familiar ring.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Kind of what Benji did with Fargus.
Yeah. But so they're a family ran company. And honestly, most of their stuff comes in around under $10. Like they have a limited right now that's 11. So they really are very price conscious on their stuff.
Yeah. And their packaging is great. I think their branding and their whole branding and packaging is just on point with what they are.
Well, you know, it's the same storyline that we talked about with Aladino as well. And it's very interesting that you find these very iconic, you know, brands, or more importantly, these very iconic individuals that they just love what they do. And their passion is not something that you can buy out and put a period on it and say, you know, walk away. I actually love that for the most part. I can think of a few people I wish they would walk away, but, you know.
That's for our $15 blend.
Yeah, that's a very different conversation. But, you know, I failed to execute here, Justin. I did not get to smoke your blind cigar. So I'm going to have it in the next day or two. So
that's good.
And I have not had this particular product as well. So I guessed the right wrapper the first time.
There you go.
Well, I guess, are we on the rating on this?
Yeah. Where are we at on the rating, guys? Pretty unanimous. It's a 2. I would definitely revisit this cigar. I did not hate it, and I did not absolutely love it, but I will revisit this cigar because I think it's a good quality cigar. So up next is myself. Hello, everyone.
Yeah.
So I picked Guardian of the Farm, the Night Watch by Aganorsa. I recently just started smoking some Aganorsa stuffs, some of their cigar blends, and I've really been happy with a lot of the stuff I've had from them. So this one is the original Guardian of the Farm was collaboration between Kyle Gillis, owner of Warped, and Max Fernandez this time around. Fernandez went solo with the Guardian of the Farm Night Watch. This cigar is said to be more intense. It's all Nicaraguan blend that uses a Corojo Maduro wrapper and grown in Nicaragua. The Corojo binder is from Jalapa, which the filler is a mix of Criollo and Criojo tobaccos grown in Esteli and Jalapa. To make second blend for the Guardian of the Farm, our loyal dogs is a blessing, said Fernandez in a press release. Every dog, whether it is one of ours or your own, is commemorated with this cigar. The Guardian of the Farm Night Watch produces a delicious notes of spice, toast, leather, and earth while keeping slow and steady burn. The Guardian of the Farm is bold and a rich cigar worthy of honoring a man's best friend.
Mm.
So I've got the wrapper is a Criollo Maduro, the binder is a Criollo Jalapa, and the filler is Criollo and Criollo.
Yeah, I'm thinking of the dog that lifted his leg on the wrong, you know, tobacco leaf.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so. Well, tell us what you thought. Tell us.
This is not something. Oh, this is yours. Yes, I had this one. All right, so my notes here are, first off, kind of hints of cedar. I did not get the wrapper, so thank you. I'm definitely 0-4. I wrote down Cameron wrapper with 3 question marks. So I was borderline. I was like, this is Maduro, but I don't know. It has like some oily thing to it.
Yeah.
You know? And I was like, it could be right there on the fence. Anyway, it was knife, whatever it was definitely what I wrote after that. Nice burn line. Had kind of hints of mint about it. It was woody, but it was woody in a good way. So,
yeah, like Toy Story.
Yeah, actually, this was my favorite stick in the blind.
Really?
It was, yeah.
I got it.
Yeah, so how about that? I would not probably go back to the Aladino. I'm glad I had it. I'm glad I got to share it. It would probably not be my first choice. Nate, probably, you know, same for your pick. But this was one of the few in our blind. I'm like, yeah, I'd go back and have another one of those.
Yeah, man. I will definitely probably be purchasing a box of these cigars.
Yeah.
Well, and the thing to note, I think that's awesome about this cigar is Aganorsa are not just, they don't just manufacture cigars. Their whole thing is really growing and the agricultural aspect of Nicaragua. So this cigar features all tobacco that they grew themselves too. So, I mean, that is the cool part about a lot of their products is it is truly unique to their own, you know, resources.
Yeah. No, I think that's great. The things that Aganorsa is putting out right now is good. I could hit or miss on the leaf from them, but some of the other lines that they've got, I haven't had a bad one yet. So for me, what did you think, Justin?
I thought it was very nice construction, easy draw. I got brown sugar and cinnamon in the first third, and then it started getting spicy and... This was probably my favorite of the blind too.
Nice, nice. Well, I'm glad I got to get you that before you flew out from here so you could try it.
Why'd you pick this? Other than, I mean, I really love, you know, the background that Nate was talking about where, you know, they're all about really making great tobacco, mm-hmm. not necessarily making great cigars, although right. they made a great cigar.
Right. Right. So I picked this because if I'm being holistically and honest with you guys,
you want to trip me up.
I wanted to trip you up, but also I went into the humidor and was like, well, what in here is in my price point? And then I narrowed it down even further and I was like, okay, I'm a sucker for marketing. So who's got the best marketing in this price point? And then I went even further and I was like, well, who's got the best looking cigar at this price point?
Oh my gosh.
And in the humidor I was in, it was that. And so, you know, I
still looking at the band at that point?
No, or? I wasn't. Okay. I was looking at the veininess and the oiliness of the wrapper. Oh, I see. And, you know, what's happening
that's
with it.
Pulled out his magnifying up. Glass, yeah, you know? And he had his, you know.
People walk in the humidor going, what's this guy doing? Just mind your business, Larry. Get your Perdomo. You know, and then, but anyway, so we, you know, that's why I did it.
Hmm. We need to rate it up.
Yeah, let's rate it up. Oh, it's unanimous. Wow. That's a 3. Across the board.
Look at that.
Well, let's talk a little bit about pairings. Did you guys pair anything good with some of these?
Yes. So I was mowing through just a ton of things to taste while I was smoking the cigars for the blind. I was probably having no less than 30 different whiskeys and probably another 10 rums, you know, stacked on top of
it. Yeah, the Liver King.
Yeah, well, no, these are teeny tiny tastes, so I do this all the time. Yeah, you know, there wasn't really a huge pairing that jumped out at me that went, oh, man, that's just like, you know, magic and gold, you know?
Yeah.
I think I kept on running into things that were fighting with each other, or I just didn't like, you know, the whiskey or the rum, you know, well enough that was going with anything. I found myself rooting for something, you know, with your blind, because I was enjoying the stick so much, that I was like, wow, I really actually going to go a little extra effort to find something, and I actually picked up a Highland Scotch to go with this, and it did not work at all.
Oh, I wouldn't think it would. It's too peaty.
So, actually, after going through about three or four things, I ended up just having some water, enjoyed the rest of the cigar, and I'm actually glad I did that.
That's so funny, because I paired with water.
Wow.
I've enjoyed this cigar, and when I was smoking it, I was like, I don't really need anything.
And sometimes you come around to that point.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, I love a good Topo Chico with it. That mineral water clears your palate, keeps it clean,
that get bougie all the flavor. Water.
Huh. Never tried that.
Yeah.
Well, you know, bougie water. It's...
I was just waiting for you to go, you know, she really have this with her really great Nicaraguan, you know, coffee, Mike.
Justin, what did you pair with?
I started out with a four square, but it was overwhelming. It was a port finish, and then I switched to Diet Jupina, which is like a diet pineapple soda, and that worked really great.
Oh, I bet that was delicious.
Yeah,
the pineapple will really bring out that smoky flavor.
Yeah, and it because it was carbonated, kind of cleansed it, so I got to enjoy like that first puff feeling over and over again.
Yeah. Now, were there any pairings that you did, Justin, during all the four blinds that really stood out to you?
The Highland Park one worked out really good.
What did you pair with that, the cigar?
I paired that with Mike's.
Okay. Yeah, I could see that, the Scotch being bringing in out that. See, I think that Aladino wasn't terrible, but I had a Rittenhouse rye with that.
Nice.
So that's what I was drinking with it. So
interesting.
Yeah,
and I thought, you know, I'm sitting here thinking what, you know, the choice that Nate made, and I know Topo Chico really well, and I actually think, you know, a sparkling mineral water like that would be really quite amazing, and a great way of managing your palate through a lot of things. And so, yeah, I'm totally going to try that, you know, with this cigar every now and then.
I just can't do sparkling waters. It's the fizziness, man. I can't do it.
Huh.
It's weird.
Does it make you go toot?
No, it makes me spit it out. I just can't do it. If it's water, it's going to be water. It's flat water, just normal water. Don't put bubbles in my mouth.
Huh. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting.
But anyway, you know what? Let's just talk about what was your guys' favorite cigar in the bunch? What stuck out about the cigar to you?
I've already named mine quite a bit.
Justin, what was your favorite of the bunch?
My favorite was yours. I really liked the feel of the wrapper.
Yeah,
that was my favorite part of it. Just a really nice, kind of oily, but not too oily feel.
Yeah.
I really liked yours, but I also really enjoyed that Matilda and enjoyed the with that San Andreas wrapper on that one and how that came through.
Yeah, that San Andreas wrapper was delicious too. Well, yeah, I honestly think mine was the best too. So not to toot my own horn, but you know, toot, toot.
It was a great exercise once again. I always love these, and you know, I think it's always interesting to kind of step into some of the decision-making process itself and, you know, to really, you know, discern specifically, was this a good learning experience, you know? And I have to absolutely say yes.
Yeah, I definitely agree. And thank you guys for participating.
I would probably not pick a lot of these products, you know, of my own accord.
Yeah.
Just because, you know, for a wide range of reasons. So I'm really grateful, you know, for the exposure to these.
Well, I can't wait for the $15 blind.
Well, there you have it.
So I want to thank our co-host for joining us today, good old boy Mike.
Hey, thanks for joining us here on Sip, Suds, and Smokes. I'll ask you to come back and join another great episode of Sip, Suds, and Smokes, and to keep on sipping.
Good old boy Justin.
Thank you so much for having me. I had a great time.
Good old boy Nate.
Thanks for having me. I'm going to say keep smoking.
Yeah, and then good old boy Barger. Hey, that's me. Thanks for listening, guys.
Barger.
It's Barger.
Barger.
I'm not going to say it again.
No. What's your wife call you when you forget to take the trash out?
We don't talk about that.
We won't say that word on the radio. Is that what you're
Thanks
saying?
For listening to us, guys. And go check out our $5 episode. And go check out our Big Smoke episode. And go check out all the previous episodes.
Great Cigar 101 episode.
Yeah, the Great Cigar 101. If you're a newbie, check out Cigar 101, please. And be on the lookout for our newest episodes coming out this year.
Yeah, we got a lot of good things planned.
Yeah, well, yeah. And anyway, keep on smoking, folks.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone. Play podcast Sip, Suds, and Smokes. We love your feedback. And you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @sipsudsandsmokes. And our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands
millions and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us. And we get to see your feedback as well. Come back, join us for another episode, and keep on sipping.
Been a 110 Ham production of Sip, Suds, and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the dude in the basement studios, your host, the good old boys, will see you all next time.